This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Hageani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today India is emerging as a global hub for film production, digital content, gaming, fashion, music and live concerts. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 at the Jio World Center, Mumbai today. He noted that the global animation market has vast potential, currently valued at over $430 billion and projected to double in the next decade. The Prime Minister highlighted that this presents a significant opportunity for India's animation and graphics industry. Mr. Modi urged stakeholders to leverage this expansion for greater international reach. He said that Waves is attracting global attention as artists, innovators, investors and policy makers from over 100 countries have gathered under one roof. He lauded the Waves Bazaar initiative, saying that it will encourage innovators and creators. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik participated in the celebration of Gujarat and Maharashtra Foundation Day at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. The event was attended by members of the Gujarati and Marathi communities residing or serving in Arunachal Pradesh and was held in alignment with the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to promote national unity through cultural harmony. The governor, on behalf of the people of Arunachal Pradesh, extended warm greetings to the people of Gujarat and Maharashtra on their state Foundation Day. The governor also acknowledged the significant role played by the Marathi community in educational and social development during the formative years of Arunachal Pradesh in the early 1960s. He mentioned initiatives such as student exchange programs that contributed to the state's early progress and nation-building efforts. Chief Secretary Manish Gupta chaired the 16th board meeting of the Arunachal Pradesh State Pollution Control Board at Itanagar today. In a social media post, the CS informed that the board approved classification of 54 industries under the white category in accordance with the proposal submitted by APSPCB. Additionally, the committee also reviewed and authenticated the APSPCB's annual report, reflecting the board's ongoing commitment to transparency and environmental accountability. Some of the digital transformation milestones set during the board meeting includes integration of the online consent management and monitoring system with the ease of doing business portal of the planning department by July 2025 and full online transition of the OCMMS for all categories of industries by 31st March 2026. Marking a major milestone in the state's air connectivity, the incoming cargo operations have officially commenced today at Tony Polo Airport, Itanagar, via the passenger terminal. Sharing the news in a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu informed that the operation will significantly benefit the public and businesses. Khandu additionally informed that the operation will enable faster delivery of essential goods, parcels and business consignments directly to Itanagar, support local traders and entrepreneurs with quicker, cost-effective logistics and improve access to medical supplies, enhancing emergency healthcare response. In the meantime, the CM has thanked Indigo Airlines for their operations and positioning Dhoni Polo Airport as a key logistic hub. Deputy Chief Minister Chon Amin called on Union Minister of Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat Singh in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the DCM informed that they discussed the potential of boosting tourism in Arunachal Pradesh with special focus on enhancing infrastructure, strengthening connectivity and promoting the rich cultural and natural heritage. In the meantime, the DCM has appreciated the Union Minister for his support and encouragement towards unlocking the full tourism potential of the state. The India Met Department has issued a yellow alert over Tawang, West Kameng, East Kameng, Kurungkume, Papumpare, Shi Yomi, Dibang Valley, Anjao, Changlang, Tirap and Longding districts in the state. IMD has forecast thunderstorms with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations of the next 24 hours. The first ever joint mega celebration of International Labour Day was celebrated in Nyikum Nia Ground, Nirjuli today. Graced by Minister for Agriculture Gabriel D. Wangsu, the celebration saw enthusiastic participation from a large number of registered workers under the Arunachal Pradesh Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board. The event was jointly organised by the All Arunachal Pradesh Workers Union and the All Arunachal Pradesh Labour Union in collaboration with the Arunachal Pradesh Building and Other Construction Workers Welfare Board. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.